All right, on to Minnesota, who took on Chicago. Where was this in Chicago?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And Minnesota, apparently they have some formula they'll explain to how they can clinch the playoffs, but they think they're going to. However, they don't.
Oh, and what a glorious play this was. Is this the jump ball?
They're just not pleased.
128, 127, clock running. Vikes have three timeouts. Second and goal from the 10.
I wouldn't want to be Aaron Elling right now.
A Vikings victory and a Packers loss puts the Vikings back in the playoffs for the first time since 2000. Dante's out of the shotgun. Here comes a big blitz. Dante takes the snap into the end zone. It's up for grabs. Intercepted! No! It was intercepted by Charles Tillman! No!
How wonderful. I have a winner.
Don't hate on Minnesota. On to England.
Really? All right.
Good day, mate.
Excellent.
The Rugby World Cup apparently has just been completed.
Is rugby on the radio?
Rugby is on the radio.
Okay.
England beat Australia.
Good day, mate.
Of all people.
Well, then.
In the Rugby World Cup. And this is the final seconds of their game or match or thing on the pitch.
35 seconds to go. This is the one. It's coming back for Johnny Wilkinson. He drops for World Cup glory.
Yes!
It's off. It's over. He's done it. Johnny Wilkinson is England's hero yet again. And there's no time for Australia to come back. England have just won the World Cup. It comes to Mike Catt. He kicks it high into the stand. The whistle goes. It is all over. And England are the 2003 world champions.
Wow.
Go England.
That is excellent.
And finally.
Can I hear the guy screaming first 5 seconds of that one again?
Sure, go ahead.
There's 35 seconds to go. This is the one. It's coming back for Johnny Wilkinson. He drops for World Cup glory.
Yes!
It's off. It's off.
Okay.
Life is good. And finally, high school football. Denton Ryan. Highland Park. Playoffs. The announcer... Jimmy Christopher.
Oh, really? All right.
This is a big punt return. And in here, Jimmy, what do? You bag on Highland Park had bagpipe players? And
hallucinated. Yeah, they bring like 10, 15,000 people, and the game was at Texas Stadium. So before the game and then during the course of the game, they play these bagpipes.
Well, they're the Scots.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's very important to know, though.
But I'm a homer for Ryan.
Yeah, Jimmy's announcing for Denton Ryan here.
Wow.
So Jimmy's listen to the
agenda.
He's not only very pleased with this big punt return, but also a little sarcastic dig at HP.
We look at Stuart Richards, who punted a bunch of times in the first half. He gets it off from his 14, and it'll bounce, taking a Highland Park goal, but picked up by Goldsmith. He sheds a tackle at 35, turns a corner at the 40, 50, near sideline, 40, 35, 20, cuts back, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Earl Goldsmith, the Raiders hang another 6, they're wiping out the Scots. I don't need any bagpipes now. 65 yards.
Myron Newberry just obliterated the guy that made the whole thing possible. He peeled back and clocked one of the Scots right at the 40-yard line. Goldsmith able to turn the corner, picked up a whole picket line of fence. They had a great nothing but blue. I think there was two assistant coaches out there high-fiving as Goldsmith went in the end zone.
Boy, oh boy.
Well, how long you been a hardcore Denton Ryan fan there, Jimmy?
Well, for 5 games now.